You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Chukah, and the parsha begins talking about the Pora Aduma, which directly relates to Tumas Meis, and that is a lead-in to the Torah telling us about the death of Miriam. And Rashi says that the smichus of these two inyanim and that the Misa of Tzadikim is a kapora, just like the Pora Aduma, which is a very interesting statement. And that's the reason why these two inyanim are next to each other. Proximity, the smichus of Pora Aduma. And this Misa of Miriam set up the confrontation between Klal Yisrael and Moshe and Aaron, because there was no water, because the Beresh of Miriam was given to Klal Yisrael as a result of the tzedekis of Miriam. And that set up the chet of the Mei Meriva, which ended up being the official reason of the Misa of Aaron and Moshe. But I want to go back by a matter of introduction. In the Parshas HaTorah, it's very noticeable that in Parshas Baal Lo Yischol, there is, in a manner of speaking, a sea change. Klal Yisrael was ascending, was getting higher and higher. And then things started going significantly wrong in Parshas Baal Lo Yischol, right at the spot where we say, V'hi ben Tzora Oro in V'yom HaMoshe. There's two nun hafuches, upside down nuns, in the parsha. And we say that these nuns, Rashi tells us, are delineating between previous calamities to Klal Yisrael and later calamities. This is where, al pi pashtus the Quran, according to the simple explanation, things start going wrong for Klal Yisrael. And we find that after Baal Lo Yisrael Yishlach, which is the story of the Meraglim, which was also a terrible cataclysm for Klal Yisrael. And after Shalach, we have Korach, which was also a calamity for Klal Yisrael. And here, in Parshas Chukas, we seem to have the biggest calamity, which is the Misa of Miriam, and the subsequent Misa of Aaron and Moshe. Although the Ptir of Moshe is not articulated until the end of Devarim, but the Gezerah was there. And it's very interesting that there's a common thread in these calamities. In Parshas Baal Lo Yischol, after the upside down nun, as we said before, the Asafsuf wanted meat. And the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael was crying, V'yicha af Hashem ma'oid, V'eine Moshe ra. That's Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud. And then there's a very interesting conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'yuchal anoichi levadi losis es ha'om hazeh. I cannot carry the load of Klal Yisrael. V'im kocha at oisali. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rabbeinu Shalom, if you're going to do this to me, hageini no haroig, im tzosichein beinechav, al era biroosi. Now this is a very powerful statement, and there's something very wrong here, if we may use that phrase. We have a klal, it's in Masechtas Brachos, al tiftach pel lesota, that one should never articulate a klala, a curse, upon oneself, because it often results in the bad thing happening to the person who says it. And even though, who is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu certainly had in mind always and only the goodness of Klal Yisrael, but it seems to me that this statement could run contrary to the Maima, al tiftach per lesata. And in this year I want to discuss this concept and how we find in a number of places that the biggest tzaddikim in the history of the world, this was a stumbling block for them. And even in Parshas Kisisa, where Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he's prepared, Rachmana Litzlan, to wipe out Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu has always defended Klal Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu there also has a phrase, Ein mecheni no mesifrecho. Baruch Hashem, if you will not save Klal Yisrael, then erase me from your sefer. And this is, at first blush, a difficult thing to understand. But I think that there is a critical vault which the Likutei Yehuda brings from Rav Pinchas Peltzer, from his grandfather Chedushei Arim, that the purpose of this statement, Shebiyom Shenifta Odom Tzadik Miskaptzim Yachad Kol Ha'oris Memaisim Toivim Shelo, when a tzadik is nifter, all the good things that he did come together. The Nasa Eis Rotzen Godol Ma'oid, for those people unacquainted with the Mekor and the significance of Yurtzeit and by Chassidim, like Lag Ba'Omer, should understand that Al Pi Kabbalah, this is a tremendous Eis Ratzon. And like I said before, this can connect to the Rashi in our Parsha, which says that the proximity of Paraduma to Mrs. Miriam, the Tzaddikim are Machapa, so also the Paraduma is Machapa. So this was a very laudable thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did. But even this had a negative result. That we know that in Parshas Tetzava, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. And Memelo, we see that even in this very positive thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did, there was some sort of negative result. And the Gemara and Chazal bring down, Kililas Chochem Osa Roshem, that the Klola of a Chochem leaves an imprint, even if the Klola is given al Tanai on condition. And the Tanai is not Mekuyim, it doesn't happen, still the Klola is Chal. Even though the person who said it said specifically, if this and this happens, he gives a Klola. But if this and this doesn't happen, then why should there be a Klola? But the Chazal tells us it is so. So you see how careful we have to be, especially this time of the year, where we're going into Shiva Asar B'Tamos. We have to be extremely scrupulous. This is the Yemei Adin, or in some way, for Klal Yisrael. And we should not say a negative thing, because it can come back in a significant way to harm us. So I would like to give just two more quick Mar Mekoymes on this inyan of Kilulas Chochem Osa Roshem and Al Tiftach Peh L'Sotem, which are not quite identical, but they seem to be very similar. The Kava Yashan Perek Aleph brings down from the Sefer Rechev Eliyahu a story of a woman who was sitting among other women, and they were talking about how we will all eventually have to give din v'cheshbon on why we did averes. And one woman said, as a joke, "B'derech tzchok, when I will become in that situation, v'ani bevoyi lifnei yom hadin bebezdin shel malo, and they will ask me, lomo sisa kach, eses atzmi ilemes. I will make believe I am a dumb person, meaning a person who cannot speak. Shelo ucha loshe." This is the joke that this woman said while speaking with the other ladies. And it only took a couple of days before she lost the power of speech, and she remained in this state until the day of her death. And the Kava Yasha says, you see, it's muchach shadibo solik lamala ba'oise roisha. And I want to point out that this woman didn't think she was giving herself a klala, obviously. She thought she was doing a joke. But even though it was a joke, it was not a joke. That's how careful we have to be regarding saying something that can be perceived as a klala to oneself. And I want to give a second marmokim in the Sefer Chassidim Tuf Ayin Tes, that there's a posik in Mishle, Perakov Aleph Posik Yud Gimel, Shoyma Piv L'Shoynoi, Shoyma Mitzores Nafshoi, that if a person guards their tongue and their mouth, they will be saved from Tzores. And the Sefer Chassidim says that the Rosh HaTevis of these words, Shoyma Piv L'Shoynoi, Shoyma Mitzores Nafshoi, is Romez Shimshon. The Rosh HaTevis spell out the name Shimshon, and the Pirish on the Sefer Chassidim says, because Shaloi Shoma Shimshon Piv Uleshainai, and he told Delilah from where his koyach is coming from, that he's not cutting his hair, Ochzu Plishtim Oisoi V'nekhu Enov. This directly resulted in the fact that he was blinded by the Plishtim, because there it wasn't even a klala, and it wasn't even obviously Al Tiftach Peh. But you have to be careful, very exceedingly careful, regarding the words that come out of your mouth. And with this, let's go back to the Parsha in Perek Chof. Again, after the Mrs. Miriam, Klal Yisrael gathered against Moshe and Aaron, and they complained why there's no water to drink. But they didn't say that. They said, "Vayomru lema lu gavanu bigva achenu lifnei Hashem. If we only would have died by the Misa of our brothers," they're referring to the Klal Yisrael who died as a result of the plague death, is better than dying of thirst. And they said, "Would we have died?" So, L'chaira, dear friends, this seems to be part of the cause that brought about the result of the Misa of Moshe and Aaron, which of course was an unbelievable calamity for Klal Yisrael, even though it is a kapara. And I just want to tell the Chassidish Maisa, as is our custom to close this year, that I heard from my father a number of times, that one of the great rebbes, Enikel and Baal Shem, Rebbeuch Memezbish, he had a member of his court, so to speak. One of his chassidim was the famous Herschel Ostrapolya, who used to say all kinds of milsa bedichases, funny things. And there is a reason brought down, we won't go into it now, why chassidim say that Herschel Ostrapolya was supposed to be there saying funny things in the court of Reb Baruch, who was an exceedingly scary and potent tzaddik. He used to make the tzaddik happy, is the short answer. And he once made some sort of milsa bedichasa, which we could translate as a joke. And Reb Baruch enjoyed it very much, and he said, Herschel, you're so good at saying these vertlach, that at the end of life, when they send the malach to take you away, to give din v'cheshbon, you will be able to derezach out of that difficult situation of pending din. And it seems that Herschel couldn't hold himself back. And he said, Rebbe, what happens if they send me a deaf malach, that he won't be able to hear my milsa bedichasa, which could get me out of my difficult situation? And at that point, the story goes that Reb Baruch Hu became very somber suddenly. And he said, Herschel, jetzt hast du dich banalischt. This milsa bedichasa was misplaced, Herschel. You have potentially caused great harm to yourself by saying these words. And he was saying milsa bedichas all the time. But there are times and places that it could be oyser reishim. But I don't want to leave the shir in a difficult state of mind. We know that kol de'ovad rachmona l'tav ovad, everything that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does is for the ultimate good of Klal Yisrael. And mida toiva is meruba meriba poronius, as we've said many times, especially from the Chiddush Yerim and the Chofetz Chaim. So even the calamities of Klal Yisrael, as we see from the 3 weeks and the 9 days, even those will be nefach l'simcha, for positive things. So although we have to be very careful, especially in times like the 3 weeks and 9 days, but we have to have emuna in betochen, that anything bad that happens to us is coming from Rabbeinu Shel Olam in zagita tat in himel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help that the Yemei Avelis will be quickly ended and will be nepach l'sosin l'simcha for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.